after visiting the Auckland War Memorial Museum, where they were busy learning a lot about the Maori culture, the Jenkins are in the mood to spend the afternoon outdoors, while having lunch at the museum cafe, where they can use the free Wi-Fi. They decide to go sightseeing in Auckland's city centre. Hence, they have made up their minds. They are going to visit a puzzling site, Mount Eden, a dormant volcano overlooking the city.
Come on, Rosie!
How far is it before we reach the top? It's not the easy climb you mentioned at the museum cafe. Otherwise, I would not have voted in favour of this excursion. Therefore, I would prefer to be in a cosy place drinking orange juice and eating chocolate cake with some good fudgy frosting.
Wait a minute, Rosie. Stop whining. It's not that steep. How can you say that you would rather be somewhere else? This is very pleasant unless you hate it when the weather is fine and when the temperature is very mild.
Well, hiking is not my thing. Although this place is called Mount Eden, it is far from being paradise on earth to me.
Don't speak too fast. Your nightmare is drawing to a close. A dozen yards left and we are at the top of the volcano. Here it is. Open your eyes and enjoy this 360-degree spectacular view of Auckland.
What gorgeous scenery.
Amazing. The Sky Tower doesn't look that tall from here.
True. This place is so high that we can even see the sea.
Sorry for interrupting. I'm Mr. Omaru, one of the numerous guys responsible for helping tourists discover Auckland and its surroundings. I have heard you say that you are awestruck by the view, but this venue is not only beautiful, it also stands as a sacred site for my people.
Do you mean you are Maori, sir?
I'd rather say that I'm a New Zealander of Maori descent. I belong to the Ngapu Iwi from North Island, New Zealand's largest tribe. Contrary to what you may think, it is not unlikely to meet a New Zealander of Maori descent. The 2013 census revealed that 600,000 people identify themselves as Maori. Consequently, the Maori were making up about 15% of the national population and 10.7% of Auckland's. That's not insignificant.
Wow, but wait, I can hardly believe it since he doesn't have any tattoos on his face.
I have heard you, miss. Let me tell you that tattooing, or tamoko, used to be an ancestral tradition performed preferably during both male and female rites of initiation and burials. Yet, it doesn't take on the same importance nowadays, despite a recent popularity dictated by aesthetic purposes rather than spiritual beliefs. But what do you know about Mount Eden? Well, we have read that the summit of Mount Eden stands at 643 feet, or 163 metres, above sea level. Also, we know that this is the highest point on the Auckland Isthmus.
Moreover, it is called Mount Eden, since it was named after George Eden, the first Earl of Auckland.
Is that it? Well, let me shed light on another side of the story. You have to understand that everything that existed before the Europeans arrived here is related to the Maori, and therefore has a Maori name. Thus, this place was called Maungawau, which means the mountain of the well tree. It used to be a thriving pa, a Maori stronghold. More interestingly, the crater, which is located right behind you, is named Te Ipuha Matahu, the bowl of Matahu. The crater is 160 feet or 50 meters deep. The volcano erupted some 28,000 years ago, so you may say this site is quite ancient.
What is Matahu, sir?
Actually, your question should be, who is Matahu? Like many other so-called legends, Matahu's story has been passed down through generations, and I am happy to tell it to you today. Matahu is a divine creature, a deity, a goddess, who has said to live in the crater and to be the guardian of the secrets hidden in the earth. With the help of his brother, Rōmoku, the god of earthquakes and volcanoes, Matahu punished the fairy people, the Patapaharehe, who took and used magic without permission to spread destruction across the land. Finally, out of the two brothers' wrath came from the hills and volcanoes surrounding Tamaki, Makaurau, the Maori name for Auckland.
This is what I call magic.
What do you call magic? This Maungawaho site? Matahu's story? Or my storytelling skills?
I guess it's a little bit of all this, for besides introducing us to an extraordinary sight and telling us an incredible story, it is true that you are a gifted storyteller. Anyway, to conclude, thanks to you, this excursion took an unexpected twist, and I can now assert that it was definitely worth the climb.